Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And today, as we normally do on Tuesday, when things are going right, we normally do this on Tuesday. We're going to talk a little combat pistol crap with the one guy who's, I mean, I listen to his opinion, which is pretty hard for somebody as hard-headed as me to do. And that would be Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Yeah, Mr. Bill, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I am good.
I'm in pre-mission prep. I'm going to go wheels up day after tomorrow to Canman, Tennessee, to James Yeager's backyard. He's letting me use his range facility for a gig the 9th and 10th.
How big is I mean, I went out there for fighting pistols, so I saw a range, but I mean, you have to drive a while to get to that range, so I can only surmise that there's other ranges out there. How big is that facility?
Man, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but it's thousands of acres. I know that. So, I mean, as far as if James doesn't have it now, there's nothing to say that he won't have it in the future. And what I mean is, like, you know, a mid-range bay, a long-range bay. You know, a true long gun area. The potential's off the chart. You know, it's just like, you know, range facilities are pretty simple problems, bro. The more money you've got to throw at them, you can make them happen. You know what I mean?
But I mean,
you gotta
James,
have the property to do it. You gotta have the space.
Right. James
and
is,
I don't believe space is a problem for him.
No. But, I mean, James in Camden, Tennessee, I mean, if whenever they see a stranger in town in Camden, Tennessee, the presumption is that they are there for a tactical response class, isn't it?
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. The it wouldn't strike me as odd if they renamed it Yeager, Tennessee. You know what I mean? I mean, because, you know, my God, he's certainly a pillar of the community there.
Now, I know,
me today, man.
Well, before we move on from James, now, I saw that Jay had gone, his instructor, what is it, Jay, what's Jay's last name?
I don't know, man. He's got a pretty sizable crew underneath him.
I'll have to call James and ask him about that. So, we are now in the home stretch. Yesterday, the combat master came back from Terran Tactical Innovations. The Glock G45 that has been turned into a G45 Combat Master.
Okay. At per Terran's Combat Master standard?
Yeah, yes.
I'm not familiar with that at all, man. I don't know what that package is, what he does. But I'm sure it's, I mean, have you shot it yet?
Haven't shot it yet. Going to shoot it this weekend. Going to shoot it this weekend.
Very cool.
It is somewhat lighter.
Okay.
The finish is beautiful. He's taken the straight serrations from the Gen 5 and given them a little bit of a 45 degree angle, and it's I mean
which
overall
forward or
towards,
rearward?
Toward forward.
Okay, cool.
Forward. It still has the suppressor sights on it because I have a Holosun 509T that I'm going to stick on it as soon as I get my C&H precision plate, which is back order,
right,
to stick it on there.
Okay.
But in the interim, he sent me a couple of base plates as well, which takes a standard Glock 17 magazine and turns it into a 22 rounder. And, yeah, this... but one of the things I noticed, I can tell the difference. I've got the Gen 519 here as well. And the difference in the grip angle is subtle but pronounced. You can feel it better than you can see it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So
it makes perfect sense.
I'm looking.
And in that specific respect, you'll probably feel it.
Yeah. Well,
or have to be able to feel it in order to see it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking that this is going to be, I've got a flashlight on it mounted right now, except I also don't have a holster that will carry it with a flashlight, so my carrier rig is either going to be a sticky for inside the waistband or Tenacore ARX for outside the waistband, and I'm not going to get too fancy with it. Not going to get too fancy with it.
How can you get more fancy with it?
I don't know.
Well, you're blowing my mind, man.
I see these.
Maybe that's it. There's nothing left to do.
Well, I'm talking about the holster realm. You know, I see these guys that go out there and they're not happy unless they get something from Safari Land that looks like a small fire extinguisher to carry the gun in. And I mean
some environments are going to require that. I mean, check this out. You know the deal, man. It's just like being part of any major organization. They're going to tell you what you're going to wear and how you're going to wear it.
Right.
You know, that's the problem with, you know, big army or big anything. You know, it takes the individuality or individualism away from the uniform and kit. You know, where, you know, it's basically the freedom of an individual to tailor his kit and equipment to himself.
Right.
But, you know, big anything wants just right dress, fall in, you know, that type of stuff.
I'm still trying to figure out how I managed for 7 years with a leather World War II era tanker harness for my 45 ACP.
Because it's still a legit way to carry.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfectly legit. I wish I had one in my pile.
I have a funky chest rig.
It's actually pretty trick. I don't recall who made it. But the shoulder harness actually ties in or locks in on the corners of the holster.
Right.
So it's, you know, the holster, it's worn comfortably, but the blaster is suspended in the harness. And depending on how snug you want to wear it, you know, you can have it up against your chest or kind of away from your chest. It's pretty trick.
Was it made by Kenai?
It's got a very narrow window of usage.
Yeah.
I don't use it very much.
It's out there. It's sort of like a hiking harness, isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
So. Yeah, I wasn't. I just realized how ridiculous that sounded when I was talking about taking a Combat Master and not getting fancy with it. Oh, well, I'm just sitting here delirious, man. I'm delirious.
Sure.
I'm delirious.
You're so happy, man. You're delirious.
Delirious over this. So, but I'll be bringing this. I'll bring this to Columbia when you're coming down.
Very cool. Yeah, I need to contact them people and find out what the status is and start getting ready for that. Tomorrow is... my final, I've got some material I've developed, and I want to do a timeline on a piece of it.
Right.
And that's it. That's all. I'm just basically doing full dress rehearsals until I leave Thursday morning.
You want to drive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to drive this time. I drove last time, and I really enjoyed it.
I took the wrong route.
Yeah.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. We're going to get into the stuff here when we get back.
Roger that.
You can find Super Dave a variety of ways. You can find him on his website, combatspeed.com. You can find him on Facebook two different ways. He has both Dave Harrington and Super Dave Harrington. One is his personal. The other one is his professional. And he has a YouTube channel called Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This, still trying to get used to that. Give me a break on that one. Okay, anyway. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And, we're going to talk a little bit. I'm going to try to get him to coach me here. So, as I start working with these two Glocks, since they are basically the same configuration, will fit in the same holster, Okay. I'm gonna take them both, and I'm gonna try them both, and I'm gonna see which one I like better. I have no preconceived notions at this minute, believe it or not. I'm gonna do it from the draw. Most of the time, I don't do it from a holster, because most of the time when I'm out there shooting a gun, I don't have a holster for it, because it's a gun or I'm reviewing and I'm gonna turn it around and send it away. So okay. I don't have a holster for it. Now, if this is going to be a gun that I'm seriously going to consider carrying,
okay,
and I'm evaluating it, what are a couple of things that you would recommend I do on the range?
Yeah, first, I didn't mean to interrupt you, dude. I mean, you just put my mind in gear. You hit the go button. The first thing I would do is make a decision on how I'm going to carry it. And make sure you get quality gear for that. You know, if it's, body gear, holster, mag holders, additional mag holders. Because you just said it yourself, you're going to probably wind up working from the holster, doing the majority of your work. And I can't put enough emphasis on how critical a good holster is. And how much, if you don't mind saying, ballpark the money you have in that G45?
It's probably, with the gun, probably Gen 5, $640, and then I think this was the $1,500 package.
Okay, so $2,000.
Yeah.
So don't go put a $2,000 rig into a Phobos type holster. I didn't know how to say that without throwing them under the bus, but they kind of set the standard for, you know, when they first came out, their gear is much better than it ever has been, but I still don't recommend it. It's for that's casual use gear.
I'm going to be using a Tenacore ARX. Outside the waistband holster.
Oh, you mentioned that holster earlier. Did I miss something? I didn't realize you already had it. Okay.
I'd say it's sitting over there. One thing I've learned from my temperamental outbursts when I do things is you never get rid of your holsters. Because they're probably coming back. So I do have I'll probably use a Core Essentials belt, or possibly a DeSantis belt, or maybe a 511 belt, but I have some decent belts to stick in there. Magazine holder, I've got one made by Twin Towers Custom, which I have a holster that matches the mag carrier, but it will not.
It doesn't matter if they match. It's matching gear or not. Do they work together?
Well, they would work together, except they won't work with the suppressor sights on the Glock G45. So I'm going to use the ARX.
Right, I get it. All right, cool. You can beat me up over this one later, but, dude, I got to bust you out, man.
Okay.
Before I want to clear something up for you.
Sure.
You just, in casual conversation, you know, you reference the little temperamental outburst of whatever cause, don't throw away your holsters, right?
Right.
Well, dig this, man. This is the perfect opportunity for me to impress upon you the value of emotional control. If you want to be a serious practitioner, I'm going to give it to you right up front. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to make errors. You're going to crash and burn legitimate exercises. You're going to chase the clock. There's going to be any number of obstacles that you will come to find out in time are simply obstacles now because of your mental focus.
I do that a lot. You're not busting me out.
Remain calm. People lose sight of the value of remaining calm. It's not, I mean, I guess, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to say what is or what isn't, but, you know, some people are certainly much better at remaining calm than others. But, and even Even so, in some respects, in some functional areas of the whole gun realm, I have had to put specific emphasis and, you know, real-time focus on simply remaining calm so I can function mentally. You follow me?
Probably keeps you from getting in your own head, right?
It starts very early on. You cannot, and it's never too late to start either. But based on where you're at in a formative development with this gun rig and setup, I just want to shine some light on that. You know, there's going to be, you know, differences in what you're used to, or, you know, your the body of experience that you have to compare doesn't exist.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? It's like a new gun rig. You know how to make a gun go bang, cool, but not this one yet. And then on the high end of the scale, you know, what's your goal? What are you going to call good? You know, even though I will state there, you can only be as prepared as possible in the moment you need to do violence. You know, your skill level is irrelevant. If you're going to protect yourself, do you even have a gun?
Right.
Do you carry a gun with you? Sometimes I don't, for specific reasons. And, of course, I feel all discombobulated until I accomplish that task that required me to be unarmed and get a blaster back on my body. But something that I revisited just in the last couple of weeks, you know, I've really kind of gone, you know, done a little social media darkness thing, not on purpose, just hadn't had time for it, man. Just been working on getting back in shape, dropping LBs, getting back on the guns. And there's a new program I'm developing.
I'll tell you what, coming before you tell me this, we got the next break coming up. I want to hear about this because it sounds like something I should probably be doing as well. CombatSpeed.com.
I'm going to hook you up, man.
Okay, CombatSpeed.com is the website. Combat Speed LLC is the company. Super Dave Harrington is the man. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is holding a hearing with Frances Haugen, who's a former Facebook manager, who says Facebook knew the danger its platform posed to Americans, yet ignored it for profit. Testifying before a Senate committee, Haugen maintains the platform can do good, but needs to improve.
We can have social media we enjoy that connects us without tearing our democracy apart, our democracy, putting our children in danger, and sowing ethnic violence around the world. We can do better.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is again emphasizing the need for Congress to raise the debt ceiling. Yellen telling CNBC she sees October 18th as the deadline. That's the date she outlined in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week. Yellen describing not being able to pay bills as catastrophic. This is USA Radio News. The former vice president is speaking out regarding President Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal.
Vice President Mike Pence on Fox News is speaking out against the Biden administration's Afghanistan failure.
But I have to tell you, the idea that we abandon Bagram Air Base in the middle of the night without telling our allies, and worst of all, that we left Americans and American allies behind, was unconscionable.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Department of Justice is reviewing its decision not to prosecute two FBI agents who mishandled the Larry Nassar sexual abuse investigation.
The recently confirmed Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division is currently reviewing this matter, including new information that has come to light.
During a Senate hearing, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco would not elaborate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, okay, anyway, we are, we're talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. He was about to tell me about a program that he's doing, which sounds like a very comprehensive all-around program as far as he, the individual with the gun, and tell me about this.
Well, you know, I've had, I couldn't tell you how many variants of dry fire programs I've put together in the past. And then I think, you know, just I've always known this. I've just never really had an opportunity to put it forward until now, with the political situation being what it is, ammunition availability, you know, the whole COVID scenario thing. A program, I haven't even decided what to call it yet, because it's not just dry firing. You are dry firing. You're also doing what I call no firing exercises and integrated ammunition exercises. So you start out the dry fire action. It's a natural progression of exercises. Dry fire meaning you're working with an empty pistol and empty magazines for the value that has, broad spectrum of gun tasks, gun handling tasks. Then what I call no fire exercises is incorporating the use of inert training cartridges or dummy rounds for their effect, not only mechanically as far as the pistol's condition is concerned, but physically or procedurally, you know, what are the procedural requirements for what the task is or the equipment setup is, you know, the balance of the task and the equipment setup. And then the dry fire and no fire progress into integrated ammunition use, where you are using prep loads in addition to blind loading inert cartridges mixed with live ammo for the same effect, but from a standpoint that adds, you know, by using the live ammo, you can add the whole marksmanship measuring piece to that. Any number, and man, I can go split atoms over this stuff. But what do you do in a two-day sound bite? What can you accomplish in a four-hour sound bite, a one-day sound bite? I decided to just not be concerned about the time, because I rapidly understood that once I started laying this out, and there's kind of a formula to it. Once you understand the formula and are able to structure your own exercises, then exponentially, you know, the base of exercises goes through the roof. So you can never say, I don't have anything to do, or I don't know what to do. I lay out, I'm not even done with this yet, and there's at least 46 individual exercises already. But you got to understand the way it's laid out in the program is it's a natural feed of dry fire exercises, no fire exercises, and integrated ammunition exercises. So there's a live fire component to it, but it drastically reduces your ammunition requirements for, I guess, what anybody could, you know, call legit training. But practice, that's the whole key. You know, go to training, but pay attention, take notes, write things down, and take it back and practice. You know, you're only as good as your last practice session. But this is, you know, I thought.
Let me tell you something that is dumb with me. I still to this day, with an AR in my, when I'm using an AR, when I'm running an AR, if right. I have a malfunction, I go into sports automatically.
Right.
And I mean, I just do it. I don't even know if they call it sports anymore. The sports slap
magazine. Oh, yeah, I don't know, man. There's been variations of it.
Yeah. Slap magazine, pull the charger handle back, observe the changer. Yeah, observe the chamber. I mean, trying to clear the stoppage. Now, with snap caps and a handgun.
Right.
Sometimes it feels automatic, and sometimes it doesn't feel as automatic. And
let me clarify something real quick.
Sure.
You said snap caps. I don't, even though, you know, a snap cap is made for dry firing, I don't consider it durable enough for the kind of work that I would have you doing, were you to, you know, go through this program. What I do recommend is ST Action Pro.
Okay.
They're very durable. They use Starline brass, nickel case brass with a Deer Hunter Orange 9mm insert. Now, I have not put them on a scale and weighed it, but it is lighter than an actual cartridge, and I could spin off into that as well. But they're the best thing going, and I have no qualms of, even though I don't know what the actual heat range is on the polymer insert, as long as you pay attention and don't let your guns get excessively hot, you will not have any issues. But what happens when with the ST Action Pro, which when you can tell the inert cartridge has been exposed to heat, they will darken up. They'll get a little darker orange. So I just kind of go by the color code. If it gets a little dark, I get rid of it. I like, you know, keep them nice and bright. But, you know, you can't control what are the odds of, you know, running around with a hot gun, having an inert cartridge chambered that would be exposed to X amount of heat for X amount of time that would cause a breakage or failure. I haven't seen it with a hot gun, but I have seen excessively heated cartridges break. They get brittle. The polymer insert gets brittle and it'll break off. But, I mean, dude, that's a lot of use. A lot of use. You'd be hard-pressed to... You see that more, I guess, what I should caveat that with what I just described. It's more AR-specific.
Right.
It will happen, and I've seen it happen in a handgun, but it's rare. But if you're running the ST Action Pro inert cartridges in ARs, 5.56 ARs, pay attention to the heat range that you work your guns in if you're going to do this type of work. Anyway, coming back on point, the program itself accomplishes a phenomenal amount of gun handling, pistol handling. As a matter of fact, there are exercises that, depending on your background and experience, you may have to learn a few things in order to successfully complete the exercise in the first place. I do a lot of standalone exercises. I do a lot of mutually supporting exercises. And, you know, I can daisy chain any number of exercises together to make for a much more complex problem. You know, of course, that's all dependent on the individual and their, you know, mental capacity or mental agility.
Yeah. Hang on, buddy. Hang on.
Problem to speed.
Hang on.
All right.
Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Been talking a little combat pistol craft with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Just to double check myself, I want you to know I did check my gun to make sure it fits into my ARX holster there, Dave. Just after I said I had.
Did it work?
Yes, it's like it was born to be in it. So
okay, cool. Hey, let me hit you with something, man.
Sure.
And I mean, you know, it's actually, this is kind of some think tank stuff. So put your think tank hat on.
Okay.
One thing that has made itself readily apparent to me, of course, you know, sometimes I get locked inside my own head. Dig this. In respect to working with what could be described as a modern combat pistol, okay, probably polymer, striker-fired, big deal. I don't care. If it's all metal gun, double, single, whatever, modern combat pistol. When you talk about grip in any manner, from a fundamental standpoint, or from a principal standpoint of why you're gripping it in the first place, you actually have two grips. Well, three, really. But now that I think about it, let's call it five. Okay, you have your firing grip, which you can fire with your right hand, your left hand, or two hands on the gun. But, dude, think about how much emphasis or focus do you have you put on controlling the pistol, of course, while it's out of the holster? Look at the various tasks you have to be able to perform, okay? Tack loads, slide lock load, speed load. If the gun's not in action being fired, it should be in some form of ready position, and due to the circumstances, the immediate circumstances, how does that influence how you physically control the pistol in order to maintain the muzzle in a safe direction, which generally involves a lot of movement in the wrist, okay? So, for example, use a two-hand grip and go into position sole, center chest position sole, okay?
Right.
Now, roll the gun up out of that position sole on target. You're going to tell me that's the same as mounting the pistol from the holster? It's not. So if you're not practicing, let me rewind a little bit. Allow me to digress. First of all, man, you got to pay attention to what's going on around you. Situational awareness. You've got to be able to detect a threat, locate it, identify it, make a decision, and act. That's the template. So if I detect a threat, and certainly if I locate and identify one, I'm not going to leave my pistol in the holster. It belongs in my hand. So if I'm able to surreptitiously draw my pistol and have it in my hand before I actually need it, that's a plus. But I need to put the pistol in the ready position that supports my immediate environment. Right? You with
right.
me?
I am.
So how do you know what that is? I don't have a crystal ball. But do you practice getting the pistol from those positions on target to fire accurately? The majority of people don't. You know, they talk about ready position this, ready position that. But, I mean, there's quite a few that have nothing to do with your workspace, having the pistol in your workspace. You know what I mean?
Right.
But coming back on point, look at all the factors that come into the play of the problem of actually handling the pistol safely. And you do the majority of that with your control grip, whatever is required. It's part of functioning and controlling the pistol. Are you with me on that?
Yes.
Okay, so based on your immediate circumstances, you've decided to use your pistol, so you meet the requirements of your immediate circumstances, and that's your start position when you make the decision to engage, to mount, acquire, and fire on target. You with me?
Yes, sir.
So, therefore, you would have to condition yourself to, and I'm getting a little more macro on you. So, based on, let's say, the surreptitious ready position behind your leg, low ready position, 45 degrees to your front, center chest ready position, muzzle forward, center chest ready position sole, high port. Do you work from each of those individual positions to get the gun on target to engage? And the majority of people don't. They're extremely different and require different biomechanics of getting the gun stabilized on target to fire accurately. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Of course, the distance or the range, you're going to have to make a decision on whether you need to use sights or not. And if you need to use them, how much, if at all. You still there?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, dude, I was kind of a burst transmission. I didn't mean to beat you up with all that. Did you catch all that?
Yes, I mean...
But dig this. I guess I could make my point now, huh? The deal is how proficient are you transitioning from your control grip into your firing grip? You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I guess
you don't have a crystal ball.
Right.
You don't have a crystal ball. If you draw the pistol, if you feel it's necessary, you're going to need it, and you draw it and have it in your hand, you need to be able to get the pistol stabilized on target from any conceivable position.
Right.
You see what I mean?
When I am not actively firing, if I'm still out of the holster, when I am not actively firing, what I do is I pull the gun back with my right hand, which is my trigger hand. I release it with my left hand in case I need to use my left hand for anything besides shooting the gun at that moment.
Right.
And I'm sort of aimed down and away, and my pistol is at an angle on across the left side of my chest.
Right, and what you just described to me tells me it's a 180-degree static firing line, correct? Pat Byrne.
Yes. But, I mean, it's, you know, it's the only thing I have to practice on.
No, I understand. I dig that. Yes. Even the ready positions that I described, look at how things change. Everything changes, man. Access to your kit and equipment,
yep.
Your ability to mount the gun on target when your body position changes. What physical position are you in? What is your physical relationship to the target? And can you stabilize the gun on target to deliver effective fire? I don't understand why people say, I get bored dry firing. There's nothing that you can't replicate or build on less the gun going bang. And I believe I've cracked the code on how to show people not just what to do, but the how to do it. You know, this is, I'll lay it out, give it to you piece by piece.
Well, we only got about 30 seconds, so don't start with that because we won't be able to get it.
I certainly appreciate the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Well, you know, I'm working towards a goal. I'm working towards a goal here. I mistakenly thought I had achieved that a while back, and I'm just glad that I have the presence of mind to say to myself, no, you didn't actually achieve that. So, you know, taking the second look and everything else, that's what I'm trying to be about right now, making the minor tweaks and adjustments. So, thank you.
I look forward to working with you in South Carolina, man.
Roger that. CombatSpeed.com, Super Dave Harrington, Dave Harrington on Facebook, and Super Dave Harrington on YouTube. Thank you, sir.
All right, I'm out.
Out of here. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. The rant beginneth. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, paired with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.